From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, July 29th, 2019. More than 2,600 Maine children were abused in 2018. That's according to a report published this month by the state's Child Protective Services. That's a nearly 25% increase from the year before. But as Patty White reports, officials say the higher number is not surprising.
Increased awareness after the high-profile deaths of 4-year-old Kendall Chick and 10-year-old Marissa Kennedy likely drove the spike in referrals of suspected abuse in 2018, according to the report. Those initial referrals led Maine's Department of Health and Human Services to open more cases for assessment, which led to more confirmed findings of abuse, about 500 more than the year before. But the state's child welfare ombudsman, Christine Alberi, says those numbers don't necessarily signal an increased risk.
I don't think that the risk to the population of children has gone up all that much. I think it's how DHHS is responding to things now.
According to the report, the state revamped its call system to better respond to referrals of suspected abuse and added a background check unit to assist frontline staff. The director of the Office of Child and Family Services, Todd Landry, says that drug and alcohol use is the biggest driving factor of abuse and neglect, and more kids are entering into state care.
We do have a number of kids that need high-quality foster families, and we look forward to working with anyone who's interested to do that.
Landry says a high volume of calls and assessments continue to be a major challenge for Child Protective Services. State lawmakers authorized the agency to hire 62 new positions starting in September. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
State and Auburn police are still investigating the shooting death of Jean Fournier at a Walmart parking lot in Auburn on Saturday night. A police spokesman says no charges have been filed. And 62 short-term rental properties in South Portland are facing possible fines or court action for not complying with the city's new regulations, which came into effect at the start of this year. Property owners have until Wednesday, August 7th, to register their properties. And Portland City Clerk Emily Scully says property owners either need to stop advertising as short-term rentals and cease renting or register those properties and comply with the new rules. Otherwise, they face a fine of $1,000 a day for the first offense and up to $1,500 a day for any additional offenses. In weather tonight, stuffy and humid with lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and very humid with some isolated inland thunderstorms. Hot with highs in the high 70s down East Coast to mid-90s interior south. And Wednesday, overcast with showers and thunder. Muggy with highs in the 70s to low 80s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where we'll talk with Pulitzer Prize-winning author Richard Russo. I'm Nora Flaherty.